deceitful, aiolos, guileful, tricksters, transforming. They're not like, you know, Transformers, blah, blah, blah. No, all it means is they are disguising themselves. Metaschematio, to transfigure or disguise. It doesn't mean to transfigure, but ideas of disguisement. So they are disguised as the apostles of Christ. Oh, we are the apostles of Christ, but they're false. They bring about false doctrines, contrary to the doctrines which Christ taught. And the apostles, the true apostles, what Paul taught. This is the way. Walk ye in it. What's contrary to it? Oh, no. You don't have to do that. Hath God said, add to your faith virtue? No, you just do your best. You know, don't expect too much. You're going to be disappointed. Okay? False apostles. Deceitful workers. They're not of Christ. Not of this Jesus. They're of some other Jesus, no doubt. Because Jesus is on their lips. That's the thing I think. Whoever says the name of Jesus, the Jesus, the name, blah, 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 blah. It's not, the name of Jesus is not merely his syllables that make up the sounds you make with your mouth when you say his name, Jesus. No, it is him, his reputation, and his fame, his work, the truth about him is who he is. That is his name. His name, his doctrine. They go together. And no marvel, Satan himself is disguised as an angel of light. Satan isn't like come down with bat's wings and horns on his head. He comes down as an angel of light. Ah. He's not going to, you know, when the devil is cast out, what do you think? He's going to be appearing to be the devil? No, he's not going to appear to be the devil. He's going to appear to be an angel of light. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you, having great wrath, for he knows he hath but a short time. So it's no big deal, no great thing, if his ministers also be transformed, disguised as the ministers of righteousness. That's why I like that he was the ministers of righteousness. We are the ministers of righteousness. We teach righteousness. We guide you into righteousness. We tell you the promises which will bring you to righteousness. Jesus died that we might turn us all from our iniquity. Acts chapter 2, 3, something like that. You know, he died to turn us from our sins. If the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Free from what? From unrighteousness. Whose end shall be according to their works. Lord, Lord, have we not done many wonderful works in your name? I never knew you, for whom he did foreknow. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. They work iniquity. That's how he looks at them. And it's not just imputation, because I tell you what, they think they believe in Jesus. They believe in his name, at least they believe in the sounds of his name. Verse 16. I say again, let no man think me a fool, if otherwise, yet as a fool receive me, that I may boast myself a little. I mean, hey, I'm not a fool, but since you're in the habit of receiving fools, then receive me like one of those fools you've been receiving. Oh, you're an apostle. Let's put him down here in the big seat. Oh, you're a super apostle? Well, let's sit him way up front, a super duper apostle. Let's put him up here. I'd like to have the reception of a fool, please. And you're in the habit of bearing with fools, well then, bear with me. As I play the fool. That which I speak not after the Lord, but as it were foolishly, in this confidence of boasting. I'm going to put on some airs here. It's true, but I'm not speaking it. This is not the way Christ would have me speak. But I'm going to speak as these fools do of themselves. Oh, I've saved millions. I've preached here. Oh, the wonderful works of God I've done. Verse 18, seeing that many glory after the flesh, I will glory also. For you suffer fools gladly. Seeing yourselves are wise, we're so smart, we'll listen to fools. For you suffer, if a man bring you into bondage, if a man devour you, if a man take of you, if a man exalt himself, if a man smite you on the face, you suffer. Oh, you want to bring me into bondage? To Sabbath days? And to holidays? Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm wise. Oh, yes, you're wise. Let me show you here in the Old Testament where you need to observe Saturday as your Sabbath day. You got to meet at church on Saturday. If you're not at church on Saturday, you're a sinner. Because look at this, look at this, look at this, look at that. Never mind, Paul already told us, let no man judge you in regards to holy days or of the Sabbath days. The Sabbath days. You're wise. Oh, you can't eat this. You can't eat that. You shouldn't eat this. You shouldn't eat that. It's against the health laws. You shouldn't do this. You shouldn't do that. Oh, I better not do this. I better not do that. Of all this folly that we don't have to put up with because we're in Christ. But they suffer it. Being wise, there's two, you think you're smart and so people show you in the scripture, oh, I see that. Oh, yes, I see that. You're right. You have a point. He's being a little sarcastic because they're being fools too. You suffer a man to bring you into bondage. You suffer a man to devour you. If a man take of you, oh, you let him take your goods. Oh, yeah. Oh, I could really use some money because I've got to go serve people in another area. Could we maybe perhaps pass the plate? You suffer it. Oh, we're glad to give to such a great man of God as you, false apostle. If a man exalts, I am an apostle. I am an apostle. And then they put it, you look at them on the TV, apostle so-and-so. Apostle Johnny Frankenwalkenstein. You know? Apostle so-and-so, prophet so-and-so. They love to put it on their name. If a man smite you on the face, hey, you suffer that. So suffer me. As I get a little foolish. I speak as concerning reproach. As though we have been weak.